Good morning, okay, at 7:06. Happy Monday to you. Hey,
Happy
Mames.
Monday.
Yeah,
it's a good day.
It is definitely going to be a good day. Cold this morning?
Yeah.
Not cold this morning? Oh, you're not allowed trying to watch yourself. Yeah, the adjustments being made on a Monday morning through here. So, super cold this morning. I thought the freeze warnings were over. Am I wrong? Or
extremely disappointed in this weather.
It kind of, yesterday had like that wind factor.
Yeah, yesterday was cold.
Breezy.
Yes, it was. It was not the March that I wanted yesterday.
Had you already put away the big coats and like needed a coat back out?
I actually left my big coat at my other office because it got warm. One day it got warm and it has not moved from there. So this morning when I was coming in here, I was like, oh, I need my big coat. Nope. Still hanging on the back of the door.
Not happening.
Charlotte. Not going to have it today. So,
super windy out yesterday, breezy, but kind of by the afternoon.
The afternoon was nice, but yeah, I was angry because of the weather. So I refused. Even when it started to warm up, I was like, no, I'm not going outside. No,
I was
disappointed me.
I was trying to find a reason to be angry, but I got some news over the weekend.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore 2 is probably going to be filmed.
Yeah.
It's hard to be angry after that.
Are you excited about that?
I'm not big on, are you big on sequels?
I'm not opposed to a sequel. I just go in with very low expectations.
Super skeptical.
Yes.
Because it's likely going to be a train wreck.
Right.
It's hard. You can't beat like an original.
Well, like you can't recreate that magic sometimes, you know? And especially like Happy Gilmore is from what, 93, 4,
somewhere
5,
out in that
somewhere
range.
In there.
Yeah, the 90s.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
Just a little bit.
The characters are going to look a little different.
Yeah. I'm worried that it's going to be hard to reclaim that magic because it was the theme of like rebooting old 90s things too. That was the theme for a minute too. So, I'll go in optimistic, but low expectations.
Is there a sequel that comes to mind? Or maybe there's none, but is there a sequel that comes to mind that you say to yourself,
yes,
that was a banger?
Yeah. Oh, a sequel.
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Okay,
here.
Well, I can think of one that I'm excited about, though.
Okay.
Freaky Friday. Lindsay Lohan's announced that she's going to
What's she been
sequel.
Up to recently?
I think she's pulled it all together. I think she's back on top.
She's been working on a sequel. That's clearly what she's
doing. I think she's okay now. I think she's doing good. I watched a really terrible Netflix movie that she was in over the weekend.
Gosh.
Real bad.
But you're confident in the sequel, though.
But Freaky Friday was so good. I feel like it's going to be okay.
It's her. It's the role that she connected with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're okay with that.
Yeah, I think.
And Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, she's going to sign up. She signed up for
it. Is her brother still chasing her around?
I don't know.
The
Who's
Halloween?
Oh, I never
Isn't
saw
it her
that
brother?
Movie.
Right?
Wasn't
it? I'm pretty sure it's her brother. Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, those are from like the 80s.
Excuse me. You have no room to talk.
That's true. What did you spoil Casablanca for me the other week? Is that what happened?
Little Women for you guys. That's what I'll never get over that.
That's fair. No, you're right about that one. I apologize. No, and sorry to those who haven't seen any of the 14 Halloween.
It's fine. I will never watch them. I don't.
Not a movie. Not a scary movie.
Don't like.
But Katie likes scary movies.
Katie does. Yeah.
Is there a really good? I guess like Saw would have been one of those like follow up sequel scary movies. You ever see Saw? Did you even ever see the first one?
I started to watch it, realized it wasn't for me.
I wouldn't call it scary. It was more of like a thriller because it was two people in like a room like the entire time.
I can handle the thriller.
The dude has to cut his foot off.
That part, yeah.
That was the part that...
Well, when I realized probably what's going to happen...
Sure, someone's cutting their foot off.
I'm done.
And they didn't even have to. Like, that was kind of the funny thing. At the end, I was like, didn't even have to cut his foot off.
Yeah, so you spoiled that one for me too.
Oh, you didn't see that one to the end.
No, I didn't finish. No. Mm.
What was The Purge? What about that one?
No. Pass. Pass. No. There's actually somebody in our neighborhood that at Halloween goes and puts red balloons on all the sewer drains.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, that scares me.
a joke.
I just know it's Pete from the neighborhood putting them out there.
Thankfully, you know who it is.
Still scares me.
But don't spoil it for your neighbors. They may not know. Like,
don't
tell them why it's happening.
Yeah, but it's always that. Like, just that scares me.
There's a couple of sequels. I mean, my world sequels are an animated, right? So, like, I'm waiting on, I think it's Shrek 4. No. What's the new one I'm waiting on?
Another Shrek?
Maybe not Shrek. No.
Another Despicable Me?
There is. Yep, that's it. Minions 4. See, look, you knew this.
I think you've mentioned it in passing.
I probably have. One of the few things that I do in my life.
Well, like, and some of the remakes, like the Mean Girls remake, very disappointing. You know, the Willy Wonka, which I watched, Katie and I watched. We didn't make it through that one either.
So what part, what aspect of Freaky Friday gives you hope? Is it Lindsay Lohan?
Well, I was excited about the Mean Girls remake too, and it let me
down. I don't want you to be disappointed.
I'm not. I'll go in with very low expectations.
How low does it get? I mean, it's already a Freaky Friday sequel. How much lower can you get?
It's so good. It's peak Lindsay Lohan.
That's true. No, it is peak Lindsay Lohan.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is fantastic in that movie.
Sure, she's not getting chased around with a butcher knife.
No.
The other Lindsay Lohan as a kid was the one where the two sisters.
Parent Trap. Yeah.
I recall that one vaguely.
Yeah.
Was that a top?
That's a good one too. Yes, I'm just remembering a story about my sister and I in Parent Trap, but I'll save it for another day.
Fair enough. Whatever happened to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen? They're doing pretty well right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, they're not doing
well. No, or maybe they're okay. They're just not in the public eye anymore.
But they are like kabillionaires.
Yeah.
Like makeup and all that. Like they really like went into like a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're still making money off their VHS tapes from forever ago. So.
And didn't one of them marry like French royalty or something like that or something crazy?
Perhaps. I haven't kept up with them.
No interest?
No.
Weren't they like a pretty big staple of like the movie world back in the day, though?
I mean, they were, but that wasn't my age group. That was a little bit younger than me.
Oh, I'm showing my age. I apologize.
Wasn't into Mary-Kate and Ashley. I was a big Full House fan.
Okay.
Big
in the beginning?
Yeah. All the way through.
Oh, okay.
All the way through.
I didn't know if by the end you had left.
But Candace Cameron, who played DJ Tanner, mm-hmm. we're just about the same age. So.
Oh.
Just, yeah.
Do you follow her now?
Yes.
She's back in the game, I think.
I follow her pretty closely, yeah. Okay. Enjoy most of the things that she does.
I wish I knew the guy who played in Free Willy. I can't remember his name, but Free Willy for me, like Free Willy 2. There's a lot of great sequels that come out years later. Sing 2. I don't know if you've seen that. No. Sing 1. Did you ever see Sing 1?
I did see that one.
Okay. So Sing 2 was pretty
good. Yeah, we did see that one.
Most of my life. Waiting on Moana 2 right now.
Oh, I do love Moana.
See?
Yeah. Katie was very much the Frozen. There's actually a TikTok trend right now called the Frozen Generation Moms. So that Do You Want to Build a Snowman song, you know, and it shows the kid singing that song or singing some song from Frozen like
constantly
top of their lungs, because Katie, there's probably 800 videos of her singing that song just in my cloud somewhere,
and let it go.
Yeah. And then it shows the moms like just begging their kids to even talk to them now.
Now I just got it stuck in your head.
Yeah, now you're just in your room forever. I'll never see you again.
Frozen is one, but the Frozen 2 came out quickly. Right? Like, that's the difference. Is here we're talking about, does it matter that it's 40 years later?
It's not 40 years.
No, 25 years.
It's been
30. Yeah, 30. Almost 30
almost
years.
30
it could
years.
Be arguably almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
It's been so long that there's a new generation. It's a banger.
Yeah, it may be great. And I did see a post from whoever played Shooter McGavin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his real name is.
Shooter McGavin.
But he said, that Gilmore's not going to beat me this time.
That's right. I think he said he's taking back his mom's house again. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time. We've got Tempo Golf coming in.
Happy
Gilmore. 8:30, though.
8:30, yes.
So on the back end of the show. Mm-hmm. If you miss that, you can always go back, catch the podcast wherever you listen to, or watch the video stream wherever you get your videos from. And we'll also clip it for social. So it's just kind of one of those days. So happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Hey, you see True Social? You see about this? Well, we'll talk about it. Good morning, okay, and 7:18. Happy Monday to you. Monday takes just a little bit longer to get... Oh, I didn't mean to hit that button. It just takes a little bit longer. You see, exactly. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Good morning, Jeff. Happy Monday to you, sir.
Good morning. 77... From Statesville to Charlotte, traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. There's no accidents to report. Traffic is flowing. 77 northbound from Charlotte to Statesville. There was just some pockets of heavy traffic, and it'll get heavier as the morning progresses. The secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning. So overall, a good start to the Monday.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate that. Thank you, RideiCats.com. How's your bracket looking? I'm sitting at right now, Jeff, 370 points. No idea if that's good or not.
Okay, well, not to up you, but I've got 500 points. I got every team except for I didn't choose Clemson, NC State, or Gonzaga. Those three teams, but every other team I pick. So I'm not doing too bad right now.
Not terrible, Jeff. Not terrible at all, and that's okay. You can you should be doing better than me. Let's make it clear. Let's make that very clear, Jeff. You definitely should be doing better than me. We appreciate you, Jeff. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right. You guys have a great morning.
You too. Bye. RideiCats.com, home of the bracket champions.
Mm-hmm.
That could be their logo.
It could be.
How's your bracket doing?
Well, I forgot to submit my WSSC bracket, so everybody's doing better than me there. But
you have others.
But I have my family bracket. I'm tied second, but with my dad. And if you heard the story of my dad and his bracket from last week,
sure.
I don't know that that means a whole lot.
How many points you working with? Do you got points?
Well, so we did ours. We didn't do ours through the ESPN. We did ours through CBS.
Do they not do points at CBS?
They do points. I'm not really understanding it. I have
what's the conversion?
45 points.
Yeah, definitely a 1+2/4 conversion.
Yeah,
I think,
so I'm not sure.
Yeah,
so,
Bill, how about you? How's your bracket looking? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. I haven't checked.
But not even concerned. Winning.
Beating me.
Is that
beating Mamie?
That's what it's
I'm
about.
I'm still there at 0 points.
I wish I could. It's one of those where we were laughing on Friday, Bill and I, because there's going to be upsets, and it's literally just like a gamble. Like, you have no idea.
You can't, yeah.
There's no way to know.
I know.
There's literally no formula to this.
I know.
And that's what makes me upset. There's, like, no math
involved.
There's
no way to figure it out.
I mean, there's math, but,
there's people that do these algorithms and spreadsheets and stuff to try and figure it out. Nah. I mean, I like to win. I really just play because I want to win. I want to beat my nephews. That's the only reason I play this bracket challenge.
Yeah, quite a few. I don't want to sit here as if like this affects my daily life. The fact that my bracket was, which should be expected, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because I know so much about sports that it's almost a detriment to me.
Yeah.
Because I analyze
you're
so deeply.
You're too good at it.
I'm just too deep. Like, I was worried about like the fact that the sit-go that one of the players stopped at didn't have his favorite pack of Bubblicious, and I knew it was going to affect his
game. It's going to affect the game.
Four-point spread makes a whole difference.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, True Social's going public. Did you see this?
I did see that.
So,
are you pumped about this?
I mean, it's an interesting time. It's a whole interesting game, right, related to, you know, the Trump lawsuits and all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, a $500 million bond, I think, is what he's got going on right now, is what they're trying to get him to pay. Which is crazy, by the way. I saw a comparison. Bernie Madoff, I think's bond was like $11 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if you compare the two, like, there's literally zero victims in President Trump's lawsuit. But yeah, $500 million. And so he's been trying for a while to take True Social public. Are you on True Social?
No, I am not.
Did you ever apply to be on True Social?
I never did. Are you on it?
I'm on. I mean, I don't get on it, but the very first day it was announced, like, well, I got to try to get a user. And I still don't know if it's open, like, to the public to apply.
So you have
apply.
To request?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Again, I haven't got back on it too often, but I know that was a whole dynamic for a while. Like, my mom tried to get an account, but I was like, no, come back later type thing. So it was an interesting play to try to start a social media company. But selling it off and or going public with it, why not? This is about $3 billion he'll get from the deal.
So
almost double his value is worth.
Yeah.
Financial worth.
Oh, I don't want to put
financial by people's worth. Anyway, different conversation.
No.
It's Monday. I get what you're saying. Things in check.
Yeah. Good job. I'm proud of you. What's the... Sorry, my brain went somewhere else. I was just thinking about
the rules. We can go wherever. Where'd you want to go? Where'd
your brain want to go? The rules about running for president and like... I guess it doesn't matter if you own a corporation. I know there's rules like with media and stuff like that. So that's why he had to stop doing The Apprentice and stuff like that. So I just was wondering with this, with companies, are there any rules?
Like what happens?
Like,
yeah.
Does he have to step down?
He definitely would. I mean, he already has to be because he's announced he's running. Now he's the candidate for Republican Party, right? The de facto, assuming that, again, everything goes through at the, what are those called again?
Conventions.
Yeah. Where the caucuses all go and officially vote.
Yeah, man, we're batting 1,000 a day.
Look, because the process is more complicated than you realize. But so going public with the company, I'm sure he's already probably got cigarettes. But I'm more so like, hey, starting a social media company, going public for $3 billion. That's not a bad day.
It's not a bad Monday.
Bad right there.
Yeah.
Just is that would that be a win? That would be a win. Right?
I would think so. Yeah. Anything that's going to increase my net worth
by $3 billion.
By $3 billion, yeah. I would say yeah. I'll put that in the win category.
We'll take that one.
I'll take it. Yeah.
I wanted to find a way to talk about it, but it was so. I don't know if you saw any of the Russia stuff over the weekend.
I did not. No.
Oh, you didn't see any of the Russia
stuff.
No,
I remember I watched a Lindsay Lohan Netflix made for Netflix movie this weekend. That's what I did.
So there was a terrorist attack in Russia.
Was.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, and there was four gunmen that went into a place and shot about 100 a couple hundred people.
Oh
about.
Gosh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. But the difference is Russia immediately, you know, searching for the shooters, mm-hmm. allegedly. And there's a whole lot of things to talk about there. Gets them and basically online, like showing, like they're torturing them, right? Oh, like they're torturing.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not saying don't. Let me be very clear about that. You go in guns blazing like that and you do that. I don't. It's just an interesting time in the world right now when I see this. And is this a Twitter thing that's making this like more public than usual? Because there's something else that we have to be honest about. There are dozens, sometimes hundreds of terrorist attacks that happen every single day around the world that we never will hear
right.
about. That literally happen around the world on micro and macro levels every single day that we will never hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Is this okay that that the world is watching this one in particular in real time? Because it seems like, and I don't know, but the sentiment across the internet over the weekend shifted heavily toward, are we pro-Russia at this point or no? I wasn't sure about that. I couldn't tell from the internet.
Pro-Russia as in what? As in like taking, like...
Something bad happened to them, so we're not thinking about all the other stuff going on.
Mm, okay.
That's what it seems like on the internet. At least my timeline. I don't know about your timeline.
No.
Not in your timeline.
Didn't even.
Just mine.
No. Just.
Deep trenches. It's a tragedy. I mean, it's sickening because like the shooters were wearing cameras. There's cameras of people's cell phone. It was like a theater. It was a wide open theater.
Oh,
and.
It is terrible.
But the way of the world right now. And watching this kind of stuff in real time just makes you think like, what are we doing with some of this stuff?
I don't know. Just makes you opens up how crazy the world is too.
Is it okay to have a stance on some of these things? Even I wonder about, right? Because like Russia's a different part of the world. Do we need to be involved at all? Okay.
What's your thoughts on like United States getting involved in things like this?
It's a fair
question.
Like
a Russian issue, right? It's not. There's no Americans involved in this. Do you have any?
I'm sure that in some, and I say I don't want to come out and say, oh, there's none involved because I don't know the hundreds of victims, right? We have no idea.
Right. We don't know if there.
We don't know.
Might have been like one American.
Could have been
something like that.
Now, let's not forget, there's American citizens being held hostage by Hamas right now.
Right.
And there's not a lot of outcry on that right now. So our stance in the world, in my opinion, we've gone so far down the rabbit hole that if we don't do something, sometimes the rest of the world will just implode, and it's just the reality of our position in the world. Should we do things is different than must we do things, I guess, is part of the conversation.
But if you were in charge, would you send somebody over to do anything?
See, this is why I'm not in charge. And I can tell you exactly why. I wouldn't get elected because I'm not so diplomatic in some of these mm-hmm. things. Like, you come in like that, we can chop heads off too. Like, it don't bother me.
Okay.
And we can chop feet off and hang
that
people upside down.
That don't bother you?
Nah. I say let them meet their maker, let them meet God real quick, and then that way let him sort through it, because what's the point of going through a whole song and dance?
Yeah.
These people don't know anything. They're talking about online that they got messaged via the Telegram app, which that's really what my mind went to, is like the sickening thing that people are working through these social media channels, like these apps and everything like that. So for kids and mm-hmm. keeping and them on there, if you've ever used the Telegram app, I don't know if you have. Basic communication tool,
right.
International, you got to be vigilant with your kids.
Yeah, you do have to be really careful. I mean, that's a whole other...
That's what I mean.
I could talk about that for hours and hours.
And you've been through it all. I haven't even started that cycle
yet. Yeah, the social media technology teaching, like everybody out there is not good.
It's not.
It does not have good intentions.
No.
Yeah.
And so you got to be cautious on that. And part of it is, for the rest of the world, should we be involved... We have to be involved to an extent. There's no way we can't be involved in some way, shape, or form. But at what point do, like, this is basically middle school JV is what's happening around the world, is what it feels like.
Okay.
It's explain. So low grade, non-adult like decisions and rhetoric being used. It's okay. Like, are there any adults left in the room anymore?
What's the. It's a thought, yeah.
It's Monday. This is remnant of the weekend.
Can we talk about food next?
Oh, we had him. 7:29.
This is so heavy today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it really is. It's food for thought. It's good discussions, and it's good to think about, like, things that go
it's
on
real.
Outside. Yeah, yeah, like, in the real world, right? Because, yeah, my timeline was just people complaining about how cold it was this weekend, and that's what I was going. So, yeah, I don't always open myself up to what's going on in the rest of the world.
And the rhetoric, you got to be careful of it in both ways, right? There's truth and, you know, things you got to be cautious of. But the whole open border concept here, like, it's a big problem.
It is.
And we should be willing to have discussions about it. So, I don't know. Good morning, OKN. 7:33. Happy Monday to you. I kind of messed up a little bit before there on the last segment. I was supposed to do something that I didn't do, and so now I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Good morning all on this wonderful Monday.
Ooh.
What is it, March 25th?
Already.
Yes, last
already.
Week.
March last 25th. Week of March. I think there was a lunar eclipse last night. Spectacular. Full moon.
Oh, I saw the moon last night when I was walking, but it was an eclipse?
It was a lunar eclipse where it goes sun, earth, moon.
You know, it's funny you said, I thought to myself, the moon is really bright tonight.
Yeah, yeah, that was because of the lunar eclipse.
Thank you for that. Now I don't feel as crazy.
Right.
Okay, thank you,
all
Bill.
Right, yeah, today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th. Now it's a month away.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're in the time zone. We're in the zone. We're going to have the director of Merlefest on next week.
Next week, yeah.
Sorry.
Very exciting.
No, this
Very
week.
Exciting.
This week.
This week.
Either this week or next week. Tune in every day to find out.
Yeah.
Today's word of the day is dragoon.
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 Is that just a fancy way to say dragon?
Not quite. Oh. That's what I thought. That's what drew my attention to it. A dragoon. Dragoon.
Like...
For those following along at home, we're dealing with the verb dragoon. Dragoon.
Dragoon.
Dragoon.
I like the double O in there.
Yeah, right. It is cool.
It's a verb, so it's what you do. Mm-hmm. You want to be...
You can conjugate it.
You want to use this... To your advantage.
Can we get it in a sentence, please?
Yes.
Now you got my mind tingling.
Employees complained that they had been dragooned into working overtime without adequate compensation.
Bamboozled.
Tricked.
You guys are flirting all around it.
You guys are
flirting all around it.
Mm.
Mamie and Justin dragoon listeners with their lively hosting on the morning radio show.
Trick.
Good morning, LKN. Ensuring an engaging start to the day. Dragoon.
I don't know.
Fairy tale. No, that's not
no.
it.
Tricking is pretty much right. The definition I have in front of me is to force or convince someone to do something.
Convince was what was in my brain. I was trying to think
was
of that word.
I was trying to think of that word. That was
convince.
The one. Convince.
Just wasn't coming to the forefront.
Dragoon. Well, it's Monday convince. And we're all just getting started, so.
Dragoon me that them coolie boys won't be a fire show during Merlefest.
Dragoon me? Did you just... That you just replaced the word convince?
Yeah.
Dragoon?
Yeah.
You can be dragooned into that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. In dragoon-like fashion. Yeah. Isn't that what it means? I mean, why is that so?
You are the mother of dragoons.
Hey. Also, makes me, you know what it really makes me think about? Crab Rangoon.
Crab Dragoon.
Crab Dragoon from Ease.
I can be dragooned into ordering some Rangoons for lunch.
Yep.
7:37. There
Please,
you go.
We're on food now.
There's that
Life
food.
Life is good.
Thanks for that,
Back
Bill.
To normal.
Yeah,
Thank
dragoon.
You, Bill. That's
dragoon.
That's a good word.
Dragoon me. No, that doesn't play as much. But speaking of food, Chick-fil-A. Did you hear? You did hear the drama about Chick-fil-A.
Okay. There's two stories. Okay. I did hear the drama about Chick-fil-A. Okay. That was in my timeline about their chain.
Is it real, though?
I don't know. They're, but I,
or
I've
is it AI?
It on, I've seen it on several different news sources.
They can use an AI chicken now?
No.
Mm. What are they doing?
They're going to get rid of the, or no, they're going to move from fully antibiotic free.
They're shifting
right?
from no antibiotics ever to no antibiotics important to human medicine.
Yeah.
For the chicken.
Mm.
So they're making the shift. And they're saying the reason for it, can you guess why, Bill?
Profit.
Cost.
Yep. Cost.
Cost, yep. Yeah.
So instead of, is this going to move the needle for Chick-fil-A? Going from...
Profits over people, baby.
That's right, baby. Choose profits.
Always. People let you down.
No antibiotics ever.
Not them profits, though.
To no antibiotics important to human medicine. Slight shift. Same thing, more words.
Is it going
to
make me eat? Honestly, I didn't know they used no antibiotics ever chicken.
And that's what I was going to ask.
I didn't even know that.
Did in any way, shape, or form.
It will not impact the amount of times I go to Chick-fil-A. If the taste is different, now that will impact it. But if it tastes the same, go on just as much.
Surely they've tested the taste.
I'm sure they have.
I mean, they've probably had, let's be real honest. Are they sure it's 100% no antibiotics ever that they've been using? They want to go on record and say confirmed 100%. Every piece of chicken that Chick-fil-A has sold was used with a chicken that never had antibiotics.
I'm sure there's a way they can track like where they get their chicken from.
You don't think somebody slipped in a chicken every once in a while just to play a joke on Chick-fil-A?
That chicken had a cough and they just gave it an antibiotic real quick.
Or just slipped one. That's one of them antibiotic ones.
So I will not. It won't make any difference on how often I eat there. But there's also some people who have health issues and stuff like that, and that might impact.
But couldn't this be, should we use, is this really an opportunity to use chicken for medicine? Like, hey, let's give the antibiotics to the chickens, and then we digest the chickens, ipso facto, we're super healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
You are what you eat.
That's it.
Thank you.
Look at me eating all this medicine.
It's like, the chicken ate the vegetables, I ate the chicken, I ate the vegetables.
Vegetables, right. That should work, right?
Ipso facto, I like the logic.
Yeah.
The only food group I think that it doesn't work on is desserts. I think that's the only one where there's particular membranes inside of our own bodies, you have to actually digest that in order to have the same nutritional effect.
Gotcha. Right.
That it's digested through a third party's tum-tum.
Okay.
So
I'll take the soft serve.
Yeah.
I don't know what the standard is for no antibiotics important to human medicine, though. Do you guys know anything about
I don't even
standards?
Understand
I've
the
never
sentence,
heard that.
To be honest.
I've never heard that abbreviation. I remember when I saw the abbreviation of N-A-I-H-M, I was like, that's made up. Somebody just made that up right
that's
now.
It's common vernacular. It's I don't know why it's so difficult.
Nobody uses
for,
that.
It's no antibiotics ever, or, well, no, it's actually NIHM. It's no antibiotics important to human medicine. Yeah. Let's be very clear about that. That's common. When I go to McDonald's, I say, wait a second, are you guys on that ne or that nahim? I always ask them that.
Yeah, when you go up to order at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does the 16-year-old say that's taking your order?
Next. Doesn't even take the order.
No.
Sir, there's a self-use self-use checkout.
My pleasure for you to get out of here.
To the kiosk, sir. To the kiosk. All right.
Those Chick-fil-A employees, they are the nicest, though.
Chick-fil-A start selling burgers?
No.
Still no.
No. I do love the minis, though. I wish they sold those all day.
I still wish they had spicy strips here.
They got rid of
changed
those.
My life.
Yeah, but they brought back the cool wrap, which is my favorite. So
the cool wrap?
Yeah. It's like grilled chicken, lettuce, cheese, some carrots, like mixed vegetables in there. And a wrap. It's real good.
We got this new cookbook because we're trying to do things. And it's Chick-fil-A nuggets. Basically, you can make like knockoff Chick-fil-A nuggets. And then we've been shopping at Aldi quite a bit. Do you shop at Aldi?
I do. I love Aldi.
I see you're trying to rock some Aldi gear here.
I'm wondering, well, since you couldn't get the Dunkin' merch, I wonder if this would be
the Aldi gear, the spring line?
The spring line, yes.
The unisex red windbreaker looks pretty fresh.
That's what I'm wondering. Would you wear that?
I mean, I would.
You would?
I just don't think that color would do me justice. Mm. The blue, the men's navy joggers, though, now those. And that The Aldi gray baseball cap, that's more of a dad cap right there. I'd rock that thing.
You like that one?
That Aldi stuff is fresh.
Right? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's got me feeling summer vibes.
It definitely
it's got, it's the spring line for Aldi. Who knew?
Spring to summer. I'm transitioning.
Aldi had their spring line.
Yeah, this is tough stuff. I like it.
It's pretty good.
My body's ready to make a transition.
Still same quarter I can borrow, quarter I can give it back?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For the shopping cart.
Oh, I thought it was for the sweater.
No.
No, it's not. It's not the same
cost. Just the cart.
No.
And you've got to, bring your own bags, too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Does the bring your own bags bother you about Aldi?
Not so much, because we have it, and Demi keeps them in the back of the car now. So when we go in there, it's a pretty fun experience. We're also just at the stage with the kids. Like, they're just wild. And
do they
so,
go to the store with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's well, that's like our activity out. You know, that's like our get out
Sunday.
Of the house.
Have yeah, a
that's
good our, time.
Yeah. But now it's like Noah wants to hang on the cart and like ride that way. Subsequently, of course, Emmy wants to hang on the cart as well. So it becomes a quite the elusive adventure. Now, if I was rocking this Aldi gear while walking through Aldi.
That Aldi bucket hat.
That's, yeah. So some of this, like, it kind of changes the vibe of Aldi,
right?
To be honest with you, it kind of brings it to another level that some places don't have.
There's a sentiment that Aldi's the new Target because Target's just gotten too expensive and kind of out of control. So Aldi with the groceries, now they got the gear and they have the Isle of Shame.
That picture that Bill's got up, you'll have to turn around and see it. That is like Target-esque though, kind of from
I'm
like a marketing
big Target vibes.
Yeah. Target vibes on that.
So yeah.
I got to go online to get this, or I can get it in the store?
You can get it in the store. We're available.
What?
You can
I didn't
online.
See this in the store yesterday.
They didn't have it out in the store?
Not that I mean,
that
no.
stuff, when it goes into the stores, it sells out fast.
I can imagine.
Because at Christmas, they had Aldi slippers. Yeah. Katie went to like three different Aldis to try to find them.
At what point did Aldi gear become... am I too far past? Am I top signaling this right now at this point? Is that what... Now Aldi's going to go down if I buy some of their gear?
Oh, no. You'll be fine. It'll be fine. You keep the brand strong.
They got like dogs and puppies in this too, so people with the dog gear.
I wanted to get Layla the dog sweatshirt. I still might.
Regardless of what you think about Aldi, it was packed yesterday.
Yeah.
It was packed.
And I was at Teeter. It was insane.
Mm. Tempo Golf at 8:30. Maybe a little virtual action inside here. Wait, it's too small of a room to swing a club though, maybe I think.
We'll try it anyway.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy Monday to you. Back at it, right there. Just comes that quick.
Yeah,
it's nice to have audio back in my headphones. Why don't we? Why doesn't North Carolina allow fires on the beach? Or we do, or we don't? I don't think we do. Right?
I don't think we do.
I've not ever seen one in all
I've
my trips
seen
to the
one
beach.
Ever? No.
There's a video out though of a new fire on the beach. I don't know if this started. I don't know if this started though as a bonfire, and maybe this is the reason why. We're not allowed to do this, but in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so not even North Carolina, but South Carolina, there was a big old fire on the beach. And again, I go back to why not allow bonfires? Don't we naturally need some fire?
Maybe it's because the dunes, because this is what's on fire here. It looks like the dunes are on fire.
And that's not good.
Yeah, because those dunes are like, you can't even like look at them wrong without getting a fine for them. You can't even think about jumping on a dune without getting a fine.
No, you really can't. And like the whole sea turtles thing and all that stuff. Yeah. Right? But the sea turtles don't come to South Carolina, do they? Oh, wait, I guess they do. Sea turtles live in South Carolina?
I've only ever seen the nests, the little protected areas in North Carolina beaches.
Mm.
But yeah, that's wild. But
that's
it looks like it's the dunes that are on fire. So maybe that's why you can't, because those grasses are probably super flammable.
Yeah. WSICnews.com, all the social platforms you can see now. Bill's got the video up. Yeah, so a fire out of South Carolina on the beach in North Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny you say that, North Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is the reason why, because of the dunes. Maybe that's why we're not allowed to have bonfires. Also because people end up doing some dumb stuff.
That's
true. You know, that's also a factor.
That's true.
People are going to be people. But maybe this was natural.
Well, maybe.
Or maybe it was bonfire related.
Maybe it was bonfire. Maybe it was somebody flicking their cigarette off the balcony, too. I mean, it is South Carolina.
They don't allow cigs on the beach, though, in South Carolina.
Are you sure about that? I've been to Ocean Lakes a time or two. Have you ever been there?
Where is that at? Is
Ocean
that South
Lakes
Carolina?
It's like Surfside area. It's a campground.
Mm.
If you ever want to, you know, don't want to go all the way to Shelby, but still want to experience what me growing up was like, go to Ocean Lakes for the weekend.
That's a good summation
it's
of
Shelby
the entire
at the beach.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. When I go there, I see everybody that I know from old hometown.
That's going to cause some problems, the fire on the beach, especially if it gets to the house, particularly with insurance. I imagine is not going to be too happy about this one with whatever happened there. I mean, if this is an Airbnb or anything like that, that's going to be pretty rough. Also rough, I don't know if you saw, speaking of insurance, California State Farm is not renewing 72,000 home and apartment policies. They claim because of the cost that they just can't do it for the viability of the company.
Just they can't even charge somebody what it would cost them or what? It's just because of what they've had to pay out for that specific property.
Yeah, and so
I don't know how home insurance works.
So insurance is a process. It's very regulated, right? The what they can charge, you know, how the claims process, all of that stuff, very heavily regulated state to state. And like, for example, right now, there's a big push to increase the rate for insurance in North Carolina because of the cost of these companies in replacing stuff. You know, when catastrophes happen, natural occurrences happen. But then obviously government regulation plays into it as well. And this is what the quote says. This decision was not made lightly, and only after careful analysis of State Farm's general's financial health, which continues to be impacted by inflation, catastrophe exposure, reinsurance costs, and the limitations of working within decades-old insurance regulations. So that's going to be unfortunate for 72,000 folks.
That is. Well, that's State Farm's won't insure it, but do you think they'll be able to get insurance from somewhere else?
You see, but there's got to be an ancillary effect of, okay, State Farm's not insuring it. Do we really want to take that on as Progressive or Allstate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, for like a big area like that. Like for my house, my roof is original to the house.
Okay.
So 2002, I think is when the house
you're
was built.
At about
but I get it looked
22
at.
22 years.
Yeah, I get it looked at every
but
year.
You got a 30-year architectural shingle on that
I don't
bad
know
boy?
What I don't know what they put
you're
on
coming
there.
Coming up on a lifespan on that one.
So I keep thinking it's going to need to be replaced, but we get it checked out. Get the thumbs up, everything's good. Do a little bit of maintenance on it, but I can't get insurance from a lot of companies like home insurance because of the age of our roof.
Well, they'll insure, they just won't cover you on a roof replacement.
That kind of thing. So just so it's interesting. Yeah, so it took me a while to find somebody who would cover it.
In the real estate world, like when a closing happens and like the home inspection occurs, the roof is one of like the big things, along with like, you know, your HVAC and your appliances and those kinds of matters because of the cost, right? Back in the day, pre-COVID, figure, I don't know, $7,000 to $10,000 to replace your roof.
Right.
Don't know what the exact number is today because I haven't tried to get a replacement recently. But that with insurance is a huge part of it. Like State Farm is notorious for not replacing roofs. Like they're
Oh, really?
Oh, for sure.
That's not who we have. That's good to know.
Now, Travelers, on the other hand, that's what the one I hear that's really easygoing on the roof replacement. The reason why State Farm doesn't, and this is really like the language of the policy, I don't think this varies company to company, but State Farm sticks to it harder. It's got to be a single incident for them to do replacement.
Okay.
And so a general, over the course of 25 years, generic wear and tear, they don't replace based on that. And they stick to that pretty hard. I do have experience on that, and it was very frustrating.
Yeah, sounds frustrating.
Yeah. So, but for California, well, and I can only imagine what the cost of insurance is in California. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
everything else is crazy
cost
high.
Of everything in
California. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Ridiculous.
Cost of everything everywhere is crazy.
That's true. But yeah, whenever you travel outside of, well, whenever I travel outside of North Carolina, I'm like, oh yeah, I thought it was expensive to live there. It's like nowhere close to what it is in New York, Chicago, California. It's crazy.
Yeah. Grateful for North Carolina.
I love living here. I don't ever want to go anywhere else.
So would that be, well, you can't, as president though, you would have to,
no,
for your,
okay.
You'd have to support all 50 states.
Well, sure, but I don't have to live.
Would you be willing to call a favor? Like if you're president, my favorite state.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah, of course.
My favorite city. Shelby.
No, not my favorite city.
You wouldn't go on record with Shelby?
No.
But that's where, like, your roots are from.
I know, but it's still, I've changed a lot since I left there. I'm not the same person as I was when I left.
But didn't Shelby make you who you are today?
No. No.
Was it Cheerwine?
It got a head start, but no, it didn't make me who I was today.
I'm really vibing for Shelby right now.
I know you are. You want to move everything there? Good morning, Shelby.
I don't mind going to Shelby.
Yeah. I've
been to the Shelby Fair before. Is that the fair?
Yeah, that's
There's
the fair.
There's a fair. There is a fair there.
Yeah. Cleveland County Fair.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you've been to that?
We talked about, remember the fish story, winning the fish?
But that was like years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the last time I was there. It's 5 years ago.
Oh, you made it sound like Katie was only like 5 years old in that story.
No.
Oh. She was so excited about the goldfish.
She was like 11 or 12.
Like 15?
Yeah, she's 12. 11, 12. I don't know. However old she was, 5
it's been
to 13.
Too many years. Have you ever been to the North Carolina State Fair?
I have not been to the North Carolina. Is that a good one?
Sure. I mean, they all have funnel cake.
I mean, I can get funnel cake. I'm sure I can get that somewhere around here. Well, that's all it takes to enjoy the fair.
You could, in theory, make it just at home. You don't have to go anywhere.
You can make a funnel cake at home?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Where do you get the funnel?
What?
You know, I do love the funnel cake, like...
Why is it called funnel? Wait, now you got my mind thinking on why is it called funnel cake?
Because like, it gets poured out
like
of a funnel.
Like a canal?
Yeah, it's like this this contraption they put the batter in, and it's a funnel at the top. And you pour it out, and it makes the little design.
And that's what it is.
And that's why it's called a funnel cake, because it's poured from a funnel.
I thought it was just fun to eat.
Just because it's fun.
Yeah, I thought someone just got so excited.
A fun cake.
Yeah, yeah. I thought someone was so excited that they didn't even come up with it. They came with a new word. It's funnel. This is a funnel cake, if I've ever had one. That's how I thought it came. No, it's not?
No.
Oh. I learned something new today. It's deep fried and delicious.
It is delicious.
Air fry it, though, probably, is what I'm
thinking.
Air
fry a funnel cake.
Why not?
I'm sure you could.
But you'd probably have to like pre-cook it a little bit. You can't put raw batter in an air fryer, can you?
I have not gone that far into finding out what an air fryer can do. I know it can do a lot
of things.
Test
the limits.
Yeah. I'm usually just making fries in it.
Yeah, I don't think you could put raw batter in. Although is there air fryer with oil? No. That's the whole point. That
it's air.
Justin, don't be dumb. That was dumb. No, air fryers don't have oil.
It has air.
It's got air. It cooks with air. Yeah. Just heats up the air really hot.
I don't know how it works. It's magic, I think it is.
No.
I think it's just magic.
It just bing.
Yeah, like
how you refill the magic juice?
I don't know. Hmm. It's just magic that makes the air fryer work.
No.
I think so. I think it's witchcraft.
I really want to know, can you put raw batter? Is there an air fryer that can handle raw batter?
Well, I wonder if you could make like cookies. You could make cookies in an air fryer, couldn't you? Like put cookie dough in there and have them cook up. I bet that would work.
But again, I go back to raw dough in it. Can you
That's
do
raw
that?
Dough, though. Cookie dough is raw dough.
So is funnel. Funnel's raw dough, funnel. Isn't it? Is that what I'm supposed to call it? Or is I just call it dough until the time I swirl
batter,
it through a funnel?
Though. It's not dough. It's batter.
Oh, that's true.
It's like pancake batter.
Okay, that's fair.
But different, I guess, different stuff.
Different, but same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
But it's not called, it's only called funnel cake because of the process of putting it through the funnel.
Correct.
So if I just make a deep fried cake.
That's an elephant ear.
What?
Have you ever seen an elephant ear?
Like the plant?
No, that's, so there's elephant ears and there's funnel cakes. You can get both of them at the fairs, the festivals, etc.
I've never heard of elephant ear. Bill, have you ever heard of elephant ear?
Just the plant. I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Well, it's a real thing.
It's a Shelby thing.
I do believe it.
They have both at the Cleveland County Fair. You can get elephant ear, which is just the dough not poured out of a funnel, or you can get the funnel cake, which is the funnel design.
I'm learning so much right now.
I know, and all about food.
So now we can make the contraption for the air fryer that allows batter to be cooked in an air fryer. How about that?
We'll work on that this afternoon.
Air fried pancakes.
Oh, you can do air fried pancakes. I have seen that. You can.
So in theory, if you can do pancakes.
You can do funnel cake.
With no antibiotics.
With no antibiotics.
Chicken flavored funnel cake.
Profits over people, baby.
Tempo Golf coming up at 8:30. We're going to try to have Joe Berg at 8:15. We'll change that up, get a look at his bracket, see how things are doing. I think he's in 10th right now in the bracket challenge. You and Bill, you and Ben are tied for 6th. I don't know where I stand, and Mamie didn't submit a bracket.
Sorry.
So, but you have a bracket.
I tried.
You just didn't submit it.
Right.
But
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Profits over people.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN, 8:06. Happy Monday. Justin Kazepas alongside Mamie and Bill. Being reminded last week of this month's Teacher of the Month nominations.
That's right.
So if you are a teacher or you know a teacher... go to WSICnews.com. You can click Teacher of the Month. You can go on WSIC News' Instagram. You can go on LKN Memes' Instagram.
That's right.
And you'll find the link to the registration form to nominate your favorite teacher.
That's it.
And maybe you are your favorite teacher.
That's true. That's okay. You can be.
You the nominees are being entered into a drawing for a $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique in Cornelius, a gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson, located in Huntersville, and we'll continue to pick winners.
That's right.
Month over month over month over month. And that's the opportunity for you, if you're a teacher, you know of a teacher, because we want to support and give back because we love our teachers.
We do love
We're
our teachers.
We're grateful for our teachers.
Yeah.
Because we need to educate the kinder.
Yeah. I'm very
Am I
thankful.
Saying that right? Kinder? Yeah. I'm saying it right. It's German.
Oh, German. Okay.
Yeah. I started speaking that.
Oh, you speak German?
4 seconds ago.
New language?
It just popped in my head.
Oh. Oh, it was already in there. You already knew German?
Unlocked it.
unlocked it.
It's a superpower.
That is a superpower.
Don't ask me any words, though. That's all I know.
Okay. Just that one. Kinder.
Kinder.
Kinder. Okay.
Still don't even know if I'm
But yeah, it. Thankful for teachers. We're very thankful for our teachers. And we just want to celebrate them.
Yeah. And we want to continue to do that. So it'll be a contest month over month. So even Correct. If you don't win the first month, it's not going away.
Right.
You'll keep having your shot to win. You don't also have to re-register.
No. So once you're in, you're in. It is a random drawing. So
completely random.
Yep. So we'll just be drawing. So if you don't win this month, you have a chance to win next month. And
or the subsequent thereafter.
On and on and on.
Because the school year is 10 months?
The school year, I think, is 10 months. Yeah, that would be right, right?
Unless it's year-round.
Are there year-round schools around here?
Maybe.
I don't know of any.
It's bound to be one, at least,
right? I'm sure there has to be some.
And homeschool, I think you can do year-round.
I went to a year-round school.
Bill went to a year-round school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. It was also a German immersion program.
It was a German immersion program.
I can hear him. You know that? Are you translating?
Yeah.
Okay.
You understand German?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And now I know it too.
Bill, she understands German.
That's amazing.
I know.
He knows.
He can hear me too, I think.
No.
I cannot.
That's so funny.
Just feeling a little silly this morning.
Is it a little goofy?
I am feeling a little goofy.
It's
I think
the German talk.
The coffee
it?
Just hit. I think the
you do have a Dunkin' cup in here.
Espresso just hit. Yeah.
You went with espresso today? Is that normal? I thought you just did.
It's a latte.
Chai latte.
That's what you do with a latte. Is espresso, isn't it?
I don't know anything about.
She's
it.
She's correct.
Is
it
she?
Is.
You know that game, Bill? You're familiar with that level?
Yeah.
Does Nat like the espresso? Does she dress it up like her coffee? Does she dress it up like that?
Not so much lately.
Well, sure. Yeah, yeah. But in general, like she likes it dressed up.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm not saying hating on it. I'm just asking. Like, yeah, I don't. Demi gets the fancy ones like that. I just, you know, I just pour the sludge right in.
Rob just drink too. It you up. Just straight black. I can't do it.
Yeah. It makes things easier.
Yeah, but I can't do it. It makes my life harder.
But isn't the point, do you drink the coffee for the taste?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you just drink it for the effects.
For the nutrients?
Nutrients.
Yeah.
What nutrients are in coffee?
Life.
Life. Oh.
The nutrient
awakeness.
Of life. Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
Being here.
Motor oil. Petroleum. What do we call it?
I drink it for the taste.
Okay. Well, speaking of petroleum, we'll see if we can get Joe Berg in Studio A at 8:15. Don't know if he's going to be there that early.
But there was a race this weekend, right?
There definitely was a race.
I think I know who won. And you. Okay. Last name, Byron.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
You're on it.
Do you mean like is that a racer? Or,
no, that or? Is no. A racer.
He's the top racer.
He won. Now I don't know what race it was. What was the race?
I got here the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Road course.
Yeah. Little road
in Texas.
I know because his mom follows me on Instagram and we were chatting about it last night.
You and his mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Cause she posted
do tell.
Nice flex. Yeah,
do tell. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get it from the source. This is a breaking segment. Here.
I watched Moana 4 times. Go ahead.
Post the sweetest pictures of her like hugging, and that's what's gonna get me into racing. Really, like following the racers' moms and then posting the sweet pictures. You know,
you can
guys
start a group for them.
I can start a group for them.
Yeah, they probably need support,
racers
right?
There's
probably yeah, like they. I mean, I'm sure that they're connected
yeah,
in some way.
She just posted.
What else did she have
things.
To say? Did she have anything?
Oh, she's very proud of him. So it was very.
Did you
sweet.
Tell her congrats to for her
yes.
son?
Yeah, I actually just said that's the sweetest picture I've ever seen, and she said thanks. And
oh, that was the extent.
That's our chat. No, we've talked. I talked to her whenever she started following me about how I'm trying to get into racing, and she said that was very kind of me to. to follow the moms too.
So. Oh, that is good. Yeah. You didn't ask her about Cheerwine or her favorite downtown in Lake Norman or anything like that?
We're not good enough friends yet.
Not there yet.
Yeah, we're having a good time together.
Working on it. Did you watch any of the race?
No, I know because I follow his mom on Instagram.
No, that's good though. That's how most people find out their information. And
I
that's
think
okay.
so too. Social media.
Did you watch any basketball?
I watched Thursday and Friday. I did watch. I did not watch any this weekend.
Just removed yourself completely from
Watched the Carolina. Wait, Chapel Hill played. Did they play Saturday too or just Friday? I watched two Chapel Hill games.
Mm-hmm. I think they played Saturday, right?
Saturday. Then I did watch Saturday. I did watch Saturday.
Did you see NC State win?
I did not see NC State win, but I know people
that was a big
are
one.
Very excited about that one.
They got a big dude on there. Burns? Is his name Burns? I think his name is Burns for NC State.
Yeah, DJ?
Yeah, he's a big dude. So that's the thing. So when I'm watching the NC State game, I felt like it was like a Carolina Panthers play-by-play going on here with some of these players' names. You got Burns, and there was somebody else, too, who I was like, that's Carolina Panthers reminiscent there. But it was not the Carolina Panthers whatsoever. Had nothing to do with them.
Right.
Because it was basketball.
Why did you
and it was
feel
college.
Like, why did you feel like it was Panthers?
Because players had the same last names.
The same last names. And I was
Burns
like,
is a very unique
Again, I operate
name.
For sports. I operate at a different level than most.
Gotcha.
Okay. It's just too granular that most people, you know, and so name affiliation to me is a big part of that.
So I think I've mentioned this before. My mom was a huge Chapel Hill fan, like cried when she went to the Dean Dome.
I don't know if you mentioned that.
Is it still called the Dean Dome?
Oh, yeah.
She cried the first time she stepped inside the Dean Dome. Like, she's a huge fan. And so I just cheer for her. She taught us to love Chapel Hill, Carolina basketball. And so.
Did she tell you? Okay, so she taught you to love Chapel. Did she teach you to not like Duke?
Yes.
Okay, so that came with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like Duke or State either.
So State was part of the conversation.
Part of the conversation. Although they were never, you know, till this year, they'd never been really fantastic in basketball.
It'd been quite a while.
It's been a minute. Yeah, it's been a minute. Since like the 80s.
It was fun to watch them, though.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah, because they're still in.
So, yeah,
they made it to the Sweet 16.
Sisters and I are like live tweeting, live texting the games. Not
you were
tweeting? Not tweeting. Live texting the game.
I didn't see you live tweeting.
Yeah, so it's a good time.
Now I turn noties on.
And my mom would always do the sparkle fingers at the TV. So that's how you get them to win, just so you know.
Sparkle fingers?
Yeah, you just do wave your fingers at the TV.
Is that spirit hands?
Yeah. Jazz
hands?
It's not going well. You do that. They'll win.
It fixes it.
It fixes it, yeah.
That is a old trick, but it works.
It works.
An oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah, it does. It does. Mm. It works. It worked for her for 70-some years, so she's good.
I use the methodology of shouting at the TV.
Okay.
I do find that sometimes my voice is heard. Other times...
They don't pay attention?
Not heard. Mm. Completely ignored.
Yeah.
I gave them the exact thing they needed
to
do.
You told them what to do.
Score more points!
Go faster.
They didn't listen.
They didn't listen?
Nope. Usually determined by the...
In the basket, guys.
We know if they listen or not because by the end of the game, when the buzzer goes off, if the team I was trying to help didn't listen, they typically had less points.
Gotcha.
And from what I remember about sports, and again, I know I'm really deep into the weeds on this, the point is to have more points than the other team?
I believe that's how you win.
Usually.
Usually.
Unless it's golf.
That's right.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 818. Happy Monday to you. You know when we hit that 8 o'clock hour, everything shifts. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Irondale County to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane and cruise with Jeff. Jeff, good morning. How are things looking now?
Good morning. There's no accidents to report, although 77 northbound in the express lane around mile marker 14, there is a disabled vehicle in the left-hand lane, so just go slow there. 77 northbound, when you get around exit 23 in Huntersville, there's some slowdown there going up to Cornelius. 77 southbound, slow-moving traffic around exit 25 to exit 23 in the Huntersville area. Everything else seems to be moving pretty good on 77 north and southbound. Statesville and Mooresville, the secondary roads, I've not heard of any issues. So hopefully everybody has a good Monday here.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate it. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Cruising the HOV lane with Jeff each morning. Iredell County to the city of Charlotte, $3 each day, each way. Sir, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
You too. RideICATS.com. Tomorrow's Tuesday. They go to the VA on Tuesday. If you've got an appointment at the VA, you're going to want to change it to Tuesday, because for a dollar, ICATS picks you up at your front door, drives you to the VA, and then for a dollar, they bring you right back home. Not a bad way to spend a day.
Not bad at all.
I mean, if you got to go to the VA and you have an appointment, mm-hmm. you might as well cruise.
All right.
Not too bad. Not too shabby. The other headlines over the weekend, not really much else.
Nothing else happened.
That was pretty much my whole life. Chick-fil-A, Russia, March Madness.
I think that was most people's weekend.
You think so?
Chick-fil-A. I'm trying to think what was in my time. And then complaining about how cold it was this weekend. That was the other thing.
Did Rob golf at all?
He did on Sunday.
Where did he golf on Sunday? Do you know? Was it Mallard Head?
I'm guessing he went to Mallard Head.
That's his go-to course.
That's his go-to, yeah. Yeah. Had a terrible day of golf.
Oh, he didn't have a good day.
Rough day. Still came home, played another 18 on simulator.
That's the way to live life right there.
Yeah.
Did he mention the wind at all? Because it was quite windy.
He didn't. Usually if he has a bad game, he mm-hmm. doesn't really want to talk about it. So I don't ask for any more details. When he has a good game, I can tell you all about it. But yeah, it was a bad game. His brother, though, he's teaching his brother. And he had one of his best games yet. So that made him feel good. He's at least passing on his knowledge to somebody else.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I did see something on my timeline over the weekend. Somebody was golfing and they were shooting a gun. That was simultaneous.
Golfing and shooting a gun?
Yeah, like they were trying to hit their golf. I don't know. It was a game they made up. Kind of like funnel. You know what I mean? Like it's similar to funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
You know what I mean? It's kind of similar. So they were playing with it. And then I don't know why. After that, it was interesting how this whole algorithm thing works. So that pops up on my timeline.
Yeah.
But then subsequent to that, you know, like I guess maybe going down the resources route here, U.S. Department of Justice pops up here on my timeline.
Okay.
Justice Department launches the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. And I go to the comments a lot of times on these things. So like, you know what I mean? Especially
that's usually the first place I go is the comments.
Government related. You know, yeah. You're going to get some good ones. And so I guess, and I'll read this quote. This is from the Attorney General Merrick Garland. The launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center will provide our partners across the country with valuable resources to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others.
How do they do that?
That's a great question.
How do they do that?
How do they know?
How? That's my comment. How?
Yeah, that's part of it. So that's, of course, as you can, the two sides pinning against each other, right, is what this opens the door to. The concern is like, some doctors, I guess, will have like some say so, and it's like, you know,
if their mental health is not completely stable,
I don't
or
know.
Something
Look,
like that, is that what they're gonna base it on, or just if somebody says that they're kind of angry one day?
It's a fair question, and I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. It sounds a little subjective.
Yeah, that's a little. Yeah, I just want to know how. And the gun, you know, we're dealing with some real heavy issues today.
It's Monday. I gave you two good ones. Two softballs.
Bring two things I love talking about.
Yeah. Demi texted me already, said, just so you know, I can't wait to talk to you about what your son said walking into daycare today.
Oh,
so
boy.
I'm looking forward
to that. That's going to be a fun conversation, too.
Yeah.
Is this something that we said earlier?
Yeah, it's definitely about Russia. It was 100% about the Russia scenario. Yeah.
That's 100. Great. Yeah. I can't wait to hear that story.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But yeah, the gun issue, like, it's just so hard. It's so hard because the whole premise of America, right, is freedom, right? Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. That's the whole thing. Like, that's what we're all about. That's people want to come here and live here.
That's how I remember it.
And
that's my America.
But then, like, people use, you know, guns in bad ways. And they, you know, and then there's people with mental, like I said earlier, mental health issues who should not be able to own a gun. But, like, how do you qualify that? And how do you say, like, this one's okay, but this one's not. So it's just, it's a hard subject to talk about. And I get some flack because I don't ever, there's very few things other than daylight savings and taxes that I take a very hard stance on. And so, because I can always, and I like this about myself, that I can always see both sides of an issue. And so it's hard for me to take like a very hard stance on some of these political issues because I can always see, I understand why somebody would feel a different way. So I have a high empathy
So I'm sorry. In that, are you taking a stance on this?
No,
one?
I'm not.
You're not taking
I see
a stance
both,
on this one.
I mean, on this specifically, I
right
think
on
that,
this program,
I don't see how they do that. No, on that, I don't.
That this doesn't end up positive. This is how militias is, get formed.
That's not. Yeah, I don't think that's positive. I don't think this is a positive thing to do. I don't. My question's how? Like how?
Says the establishment of the center is the latest example of the Justice Department's work to use every tool provided by the landmark bipartisan Safer Communities Act. I love a good name on a bill to protect communities from gun violence.
Right. Yeah, I don't see how this is possible.
I'll be the czar. I'll be the gun czar.
You're going to be in charge of all
the
guns?
Yeah, heck yeah. Let's have a sit down. I'll have a conversation. Well, you have to come on the radio and do an interview for 30 minutes.
And then we decide if you get a gun or not.
And then we do an Insta poll. It's the same level of subjectivity
it's
that
just,
the government's going to
put
forward.
Yeah, that's what I'm just don't. They're not going to even interview people.
And I'll do this. I won't even ask your party affiliation. I'll go a step further than the Justice Department will. I won't even ask your party affiliation because we know that's what it. Come on.
I mean,
no?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, no, maybe so?
I don't know. No, I'm my official stance is I don't know. But this in particular, I don't see how that's possible of patrolling that. And it just seems like a way to spend more money on something that's not going to solve an issue.
And I'm asking this genuinely. Is there a scenario where more government has been better in the long term?
Mm. In the long term?
Sure.
I think...
Because it's an immediate need is when the government
Correct.
Gets involved most
now,
of the time.
Now, what happened after the Depression? I feel like the government did a good job.
What did they
that.
Do? They gave money to everybody?
Well, the parks and the road projects. They provided
investing.
Jobs.
Investing.
Yes, they provided jobs for people to get out. And then they, you know, created Social Security for elderly and things like that because
Heck
that
yeah.
was, you
Go
know.
Go and spend it because there ain't going to be none left when I get to it.
Right. But I think that initial creation was a very good, the New Deal. Like that was a.
Shout out Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, bud.
At the time,
I think that government getting involved in that was a good idea.
And let's be clear. The premise of Social Security is a good thing.
Correct.
Pay into the pot now. You get to pull out later of retirement. That's
or
a symbiotic
like
system.
I get them confused, Medicare, Medicaid, but the one that's for like disabled people or is that Medicaid that's for children?
I
mix them up. But whichever one that is, like for people who are born with disabilities, like I'm sure there's people who have been born with disabilities who their families, you know, or they don't have families. So they need that care from somebody else. So that
and there always will be people that have the need, right? That's
correct.
Why these programs are designed for true need.
Correct.
And again, I go back to the question of long term, right? Because Social Security, the problem with Social Security now is the government spends Social Security dollars not on Social Security when
Correct.
They opened it up to be able to spend the money on other things. And it's always in the negative mm-hmm. now, basically. That's the problem with Social Security. Will they ever take that back? No, because it's a source of funds that they use and they're not going to take that away. The long term. Anything good?
I think I know what your answer is. I was going to ask you the question, the same question, but I feel like you're just. I feel like I know your answer, but go ahead.
I guess long-term government, like if you just look at the Constitution, right? I guess that's the best thing that we've ever done long-term is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights?
I think the Constitution was a really good
I put the Bill of Rights higher than the Constitution.
Really? The Bill of Rights higher?
It's coming back to states right now, right? It's coming back to states' rights, and the Bill of Rights was the whole game. I mean, it came down to the Bill of Rights. It really wasn't even the Constitution. It was, hey, this is all cool in theory, but how do we stop, you know, the singular source of power from overtaking and ending up exactly where we were.
Yeah, the Constitution, I think, is a good one, too, because of the ability to add the amendments or even to be able to take away amendments, too. Like with
take it away!
With prohibition, right? And they were like, oh, that was a bad idea. Let's
no
get rid
liquor.
Of that. Yeah, let's get rid of that. So they had the ability to not just add things, but to take them back, too, if they feel like they made a bad choice.
If they agree.
Now, I don't know that anybody has agreed in the government since
on anything
since maybe the Constitution.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since they've agreed, but it's just like I feel like everything is so divisive now, and I wish that there was more of a mindset of like we're all working towards the same goal of having an amazing country, but it's just such
I'll be the gun czar.
It's just you're just gonna put your name out there for the gun czar.
Yeah, I mean to unify TM gun czar.
You it
that
you're
can't
it.
Be TM'd yet, can it?
Guns are?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a good term, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's catchy.
Yeah.
Marketing.
You got it. It's yours now.
I don't know if I want the job.
But I'd wish that more people had the mindset of, you know, working towards, but government's a big thing that I'll never fully understand. And I just try to do my part, especially locally, to vote for the people I think they're going to make the difference.
that are going to let you keep your guns?
Yeah. that... I told you the story about having to move the guns. That was fun.
Did you?
Movers won't put guns in there. Yeah. So the day that we were moving out of the condo into the house, they're like, no, we can't touch those. And I was like, so now I have, Rob was at work. I just worked with the movers by myself. So here I am carrying just
rifles,
guns, just me taking 3-4 trips for guns, ammunition, all kinds of things.
Did the Shelby come out of you a little bit? Like, let me show you.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
I just felt so weird.
Oh, see, what had happened was these were behind here. This one was taped to the back of that thing because you just never...
Yeah, you don't realize how much you have. You
know? I forgot about that one.
Until you have to carry it all downstairs at one time and put it in your car.
We've got Tempo Golf up next. I have been to charity or a golf tournament where they shoot the AR-15. Have you ever done one of those?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you've never done the AR-15 shot on a golf tournament? Oh, wow. Well, I don't think you do that inside Tempo Golf.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 834. Happy Monday to you on this. It's going to be a sunny week. You know, it's supposed to be 80, I think, by Easter.
By the weekend. Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal.
About that.
But even no matter the weather, the best part about our area is there's somewhere you can go and play golf every single day of the week. Can you play every single day of the week?
Open 7 days.
7 days. Tempo Golf Club joining us now in the studio. TempoGolfClub.com. I was trying to think of a way to... How do you guys like to describe the location? Because it's on 23. It's near the Goodwill. It's near the State Employees Credit Union, right?
Is that Witz Custer? Yeah.
That's exactly how I do it, right? Yeah. It's. Do you know where the Goodwill is in Huntersville? We're in the same parking lot. Witz. Oh, same building. Yeah. So we've got some great neighbors there. Is that Absolutely. How you do it?
Yeah. And then I say, grab some ice cream and come over. Sorry, frozen custard.
We got to clarify now. There's different kinds.
There's a stoplight going in there, though. So, I mean, I saw it up the other day. That'll be very nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And is that a positive for you guys? You guys want the stoplight there, given all the construction and everything going on?
Oh,
and...
for sure. It's our daughter goes to daycare, at least did on Gilead right there, and you can't take a left, right? Mm-hmm. So it'll be much nicer traffic flow.
Although it is reassuring when you see people with golf bags in the back and just sitting there, like, waiting to come in.
Yeah.
It's like building the tension.
Well, you don't know if they're going to Goodwill and they're punting and they're like, take these. Or if they pick them up from Goodwill and they want to come in and try it out, right?
Tell us the origin of Tempo Golf. Like, how did it start for you guys? What was, like, the aha moment? Give us kind of the beginning.
You want my version?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As long as we're live, then, yeah.
So, a year ago exactly, it was last January, he had presented his idea that he had been thinking about for quite some time and talking to his friends. He's originally from Minnesota.
Oh.
So there's lots
Where it's of, real cold.
Real cold. Oh, yeah. And lots of indoor golf, but also lots of golf courses, surprisingly. You can only golf a few months a year. So we had gone home for Christmas. We went indoor golfing, and he loved it. And so he's like, I've been thinking. I need a new idea. So he presents it to me almost like a formal presentation. Like, here's all the spreadsheets, because he knows I'm a data person.
Oh, when you said Matt presented, I thought you meant like to like a group of people, but you're talking about in the living room status, projector.
This is my group of people.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's your board of directors right here. Advisor, I'd like to say. Yeah. So we presented it, and then we talked about it for a few days. We went to a friend's house over on the lake, actually, and presented the idea to them, and they were like, I think you guys could do it. So that night, we registered the LLC, and we started
looking.
Bought
a couple domains and logo design.
And so we drove around for about 2 weeks. Found this location and loved it. We loved being next to Witz, loved being next to Goodwill, and signed a lease a couple days later.
How long have you been playing golf forever, Matt? How long?
No, I would say when I was probably almost like junior high. That's one of the best memories I have with my grandpa, right? He would take me to the par three, and he loved golf, right? And, you know, and kind of teach me the fundamentals. I was terrible. Still am, right? But, I mean, you walk along and, like, you learn things about, you know, yourself and like trying to refocus. And I mean, there's so many other, you know, tangential things about golf that you learn. Right. And so I loved it from that point on. It's harder to get out there with a couple kids and stuff like that. So that was also kind of like the progeny of this, right? Like, where is a spot, right, that you could get 18 in 40 minutes, right, and be on your way.
I was wondering if I should whisper right now, because you guys have your new baby boy here in the studio right now.
He could sleep through an earthquake.
And he's sleeping right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's been jostled around by our 3-year-old all morning. And yeah, he's good. Second
She's
child.
Just hanging. You can take him on the course. Yes.
I am very excited for that. And actually, Parker, our daughter, is getting really into golf, right? So yes. the soonest I can, like, hey, let's go ride in the golf cart. Let's go do this. We'll maybe 3 holes at a time. We'll chunk it up. But I think that she'll like it. I really think that she'll be a golfer. So we'll get that out of this.
Yeah. She saw our shirts this morning. And she's like, shop? You work today?
She got excited. Yeah.
Like, cool, she loves it. But you don't.
She's got her little plastic clubs there, and we've got this like animal driving range, and you hit it into a cow and it moves at you, and there's a ton of different games and stuff like that. So, I mean, for beginners or scratch golfers, you know, we got something, right? And so she loves, that's probably her favorite spot.
She gets mad at me when I say daddy's at the shop and she can't go.
Oh. Yeah. So, true family business going on here.
Mm-hmm. If we're both there on the weekends, she's there. Now he's been working a lot of events for a few months, and now he'll be going there.
How does that translate into the business? Because you guys also mentioned you have a lot of schools that come in and play. So tell us about that, kind of what the programs are like right now and the offerings you guys are doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much awesome feedback that you get from the simulators and the machines and the putting devices that we have, that we've got a couple local high schools that have come in. And charter schools, Lake Norman Christian's in there right now, and you know, they bring their whole golf team and they just either take the place over or whatever, and then we figure it out. You know, yes, we'd like to give back in some way, right? And we kind of reach a middle ground and say, here you go, I mean, the place is yours, here's the keys. And they split into teams and do scrambles, or they work on putting drills, or you know, sometimes it's more hands-on, sometimes it's more like a scrimmage kind of thing. And it's been awesome. I mean, that's some of like the biggest warm fuzzies that I get, is when I see like the high school teams and they're practicing, getting better. You know, you hear like growing the game, right? Maybe it's in our own way, right? But making the game more accessible has been kind of our whole thing. And so that's the conduit. I mean, that's so cool to see.
So then for the public side of it, do you have to be a member? Do you have to make a tee time? How do you guys do that too?
Yeah, you can make a tee time online or call our front desk. We also take walk-ins. Some days are easier than others.
Sure.
Yep. But you can also be a member. So we do have a lot of people that were coming during lunchtime. Mm-hmm. So we called them like our working warriors. They would have their teams call up and they'd be hitting a couple.
I could definitely see that. Yeah.
So we have a weekday membership that makes it, you can come for a few hours a day, and it makes it a lot of more affordable. And then we have an anytime membership. That's a lot of our sales guys. They bring a lot of their friends and they come a lot. So it's really open to other. But we cap the memberships to make sure that it's still open to the public.
Because you want to make sure that people can actually come in and it's not
That's
just...
the whole point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yep. Yep.
It's very weather driven. So like if it does get really cold or rainy or muddy or something like that, you'll suddenly see like a spike on the tee sheet. So
I can imagine.
We'll get phone calls. But yeah, we're probably busy at that time. So, I mean, but yeah, memberships, leagues, lessons.
So you mentioned leagues. Talk to me about the leagues.
Yeah.
Leagues are fun. You know about the leagues.
Yeah. So my husband Rob is in a league. And it's
his third one, I think.
This is his third one. Yes. He's a big fan.
Yeah.
And he must like it. He's coming back
Score
for a third
going
time.
Down. Score going down.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is a positive
that's
in golf.
What you want. Yeah. That's what you want. I think he came in like last for his first one.
Yeah, but he wins.
But
last
you win.
Place
yes.
Pays
last place wins.
At Temple
too.
Golf Club.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, we split into flights. We don't want to do like a fully handicapped, like net kind of like too serious, but we kind of group you so that even if you are a 18 handicap or whatever, you can still win a prize. We give away some gift cards and hats, and you know, we're in there having a good time. You meet people, right? There's some little rivalries and some little. That was the most Southern I've ever sounded in my whole life.
Rivalries.
That's too much pollen out there.
Nowhere.
I promise, Minneapolis. But friendships, and then we've gotten into the, Rotary clubs, or you know, North Cross has like some great charity events, and we'll take some of our members and do a scramble outside on the real course as well. So I mean, like the Rolodex of people meeting each other is one of the best, you know, intangible things that has been a huge positive out of Temple Golf Club. That feels great. So, but the leagues are great. They're, I mean, 6 weeks for what, $150.
Yep.
Play on your own schedule.
Nice.
Friday nights usually. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You usually see a pattern with folks coming in, and then they'll group up their tee time so they can play together, and then we go play. What did we do? We went from actually Trump here, right here on Lake Norman, and then we went to like Bandon Dunes the next week, and you know, Japan the week after that. So, very cool to just be like rotating around, and you know, we open it up to the members, like, what do you want to do? Right? And the league members, what do you guys want to do? So,
so that whole concept of having multiple courses to play, what's that been like for you guys? Like, do a lot of people ask for more? Like, oh, can you get this course? Can you get this course? Can you get this course? What's that like?
My favorite's when someone's like, okay, well, what courses do you have? I'm like, well, how much time do you have? We have about 700 plus. What area
now.
Of the world do you want to play in?
840 courses?
842. We just had an update a couple days ago.
So what course do you not have? Are there 840? No, there's definitely more than 842.
There's more than that, I'm sure. All over the world.
Right.
All over the world.
What's like your favorite, Matt?
Man, I love Goofy Golf in real life as well. So I love Tobacco Road, right? That's a great spot. You know, local-ish, right, to Charlotte, right? It's North Carolina course. That's super fun on the machines as well, right? So I would say Tobacco Road would be up there. And it's really fun to play, like, international courses where I probably won't, you know.
Right.
And obviously some famous ones. So I'm probably not going to play Augusta, but, you know, I can. I would say, like, something like that would be some of the more popular ones that people come in. And then they get their butts kicked by Augusta, and they're like, hold on, can we play Payne's Valley, something more open, right? That's what I see, at least.
Yeah. We got some new putt-putt courses. I like those ones.
Oh, putt-putt, too?
Yeah. Yep. Pitch and putt and little par three course.
Too. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's where our daughter goes. Like, she'll go right up with her clubs. We have a couple videos of her. She'll wheel her clubs right in, and she'll walk up and want to play in the barnyard and hit the cow. And
oh, wow.
So I like those games because it makes it kind of fun.
You mentioned the putting now a couple of times. What are some of the technology and tools you guys have for people that want to work on their short game?
Yeah, we've got a system in there called PuttView. So it's a 10-foot putting area, and there's a couple holes on there, and it's augmented reality, right? So there's, just like the simulators, there's cameras and projectors that monitor the speed and the movement of the golf ball, right? And there's immediate visual output, right? So it shows you the ideal aim line and break line and where you should putt it.
It's like Tiger Vision.
A little bit, but it doesn't do like the bump, bump. You remember that?
Tiger Woods. Yeah, seeing like speakers on the side. Nine. Yeah, the heartbeat.
Yes. We'll have to incorporate that. But yeah, so it shows you how you should putt it, and then based off your speed and your contact, you know, so that from a training point, right? And like the high school teams are loving that, right? Mm-hmm. We do lessons in there. People love that. Immediate feedback, just like the simulators. Like, you know, oh, that wasn't a great shot, right? That's easy to see, but our tech can show you why, which is like the biggest part of it. So, and then of course the putting device has tic-tac-toe, beer pong, all bunch of like event and like party starter games, which is cool.
Matt and Kristen Wilson of Tempo Golf joining us now in studio, tempogolfclub.com.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Monday to you. Tempo Golf Club. Matt and Kristen Wilson joining us now in studio. TempoGolfClub.com. All right, so the advantage, obviously, of the simulator, you can play golf any day of the week. I mean, you can play literally 365. Well, this year, 366 days.
That's right.
366. Mm-hmm. That's a cool thing. You can do an extra day even this year with you guys.
Perfect. Close on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's yeah, that's fair. But even then, the concept of time, right? Because, like, you go to a course, it's like, what, 4 hours,
four
you
hours,
figure, right? You do the simulator, it's
is
a little
it
less.
Well, yeah, depends.
19th hole at the club.
4, 6, 12.
But even, golf with Rob.
Even beyond a virtual simulator, you guys do this quick game, short game stuff too, I'm seeing here on your website. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so actually Operation 36 had, let's see, I think they have three different courses, and it challenges you, right? You start from like 25 yards, then 50, and you can have all these little challenges to try and like, oh, okay, let's work on approach shots, right? Or, you know, pitch and putt, or little nine-hole challenges and stuff like that. So yeah, of course, there's tons of different ways to use the machines, yes.
Do people come in and specifically request the short game stuff and like, maybe like for the lunch break type thing? Is that what that's common for?
I see it a lot with two groups of people. Members who are always on there like, oh, I want to compete against another club somewhere else and we can do all that, right? Right. And represent Temple Golf Club or I think Justin, right?
Yeah.
And then I also the employees who are in there. And if it is slower, they're in there messing around, which is all good because they need to know how to use the machines, right?
Sure.
So they're in there dabbling, I'll say, right? But they are all over like the little challenges and, hey, this is new and I tried it out. And they usually, I would say, half the time bring their sticks to work and, you know, are waiting. Like, okay, all right, I cleaned up. Let's go play some golf.
Do you find that people are coming in for the fun of playing the game, or most people, they come into a simulator because they want to get better at the game? Is there a distinction?
What would your split be on that?
I mean, I say 50-50.
I was going to say the same thing.
It depends on the time of day. The daytime people are people that are really trying to, like, dial it in. We've got a couple, like, local college team members that come in all summer long. And then members that come all over lunch. And then I'd say weekends and nights are a lot of, like, I just love the game and I want to keep playing. Mm-hmm. But less about, like, that. I'm just trying to, like, really focus.
So yeah. How many people can come in at, like, how many people do you can come into Tempo Golf and play all at once? Like, how many?
We usually say, like, 4 golfers per bay would be, like, comfortable. But there's also a big open space and the putting, you know, and the bar, right? There's other stuff to do. So, I mean, we can pack the place pretty good.
And how many bays do you guys have?
We have 4 bays. So, and one person is always swinging in the bay at one time, right? So,
it can get tight in there with that many people.
I mean, we can have easily, is I think the machines have up to 12 each. And if you're playing a scramble or you're rotating in or something like that, it's like a bowling alley, right?
You can, yeah.
Like, go get a beer, go to the bathroom, whatever, right? So we can get a bunch of people in there.
This weekend, we had like an impromptu, like, guy had a bunch of his friends come in and 20 golfers were playing. They booked it for 4 hours and they just played together.
Yep.
It was like a meetup.
9 holes at Augusta. They broke into teams. And he's like, I got a bunch of people in town. And they made their own little game. And then they finished early, right? Mm-hmm. And they wanted to, you know, play the 19th hole at Payne's or, you know, make some other competitions. Mm-hmm. Little skins game. I think I maybe saw a little $5 bill sliding around. A little side action. So.
Have you like, hit a hole-in-one inside the simulator or anything like that yet by chance?
I have not. Curious. I got close. Always close, right? Horseshoes and hand grenades. Kind of there was not a hole in one for all summer.
Yeah,
I think. And then an employee got one in October. Bowden did, right? And since then we've had like 6, and so now we've got a big plaque on the wall, right?
Yeah.
And like little trophies.
Yeah.
And then someone about a month ago, it was a scramble, last month's scramble, got a hole in one on the wrong hole. It was such a terrible shot. He shanked it. It went off of a tree.
Nice.
And then it went on like the 10th hole, bounced on the green and in the hole, and that gave him a 1. And I was like, okay, well, you guys weren't going to win anyways, but we'll do something for this. So he's got a plaque too. So we
sound like something that happened to me, right? Yeah. That's pretty good.
We celebrate those. Oh yeah,
the shank, not the hole in one. That was, yeah.
I don't know whether to DQ you or just keep the one. Let's just keep going.
The technology side, is it a lot to maintain? Because I imagine it's like all day long, just like the balls hitting toward the screens and all that kind of stuff, and all that. What's that like?
Yeah, I would say more of the consumables, right? We go through turf. We've got screens already in boxes. So mm-hmm. when we have like a nice day, maybe we'll shut down and like replace screens because they get beat on, right? 100,000 shots into each.
Yeah.
Thing. Mm-hmm. The hardware and the software, it just updates and maintaining, and hopefully something doesn't like a 60 doesn't hit the side of the launch monitor and, you know, mm-hmm. Hurt something. But usually it's just consumables and upkeep, lots of maintenance on the things that get beat up. Obviously, it's a high impact game.
Is there a particular day of the week that you find is like a little slower than other days of the week for it? Like,
no.
Or is it pretty consistent, you think, across?
I think it's consistent. And then Tuesdays were slammed.
I was going to say, you're still doing your Tempo Tuesdays, right?
Tempo Tuesday is part of our like commitment to accessibility. So it's half off.
Oh, nice.
All our bays are flat rates for the bay per hour. So you could have 4 friends in there and split it 4 ways. So when we're half off, it's $24, split it 4 ways.
That's a killer deal right there. Where are you going to play?
$6 golf.
Yeah, where are you going to find that to play with? You know, that doesn't come around too often. Okay, let me ask you this, and because I know you'll be honest. So locally, when you do go out and play outside, because you don't just play indoor golf, I would imagine. You play outside real golf from time to time.
Correct, yes.
What courses do you like to play locally around town?
I heard Mallard Head earlier, which is always fun, right?
Yeah. You ever had the meatloaf sandwiches there at Mallard?
I have not. I've been with a friend a couple times. And, I mean, the course is just, it feels a little different in there, right? A little smoky clubhouse, right? Mm-hmm. You're weaving through some of the backyards. I mean, that's kind of a fun thing. I got lost the other day on the peninsula, and I was like, oh, I think that's Mallard Head, like, hole 14. Like, I think I can get out here. I love Verdict Ridge. I said like goofy golf things earlier. Not that it's goofy, but there's elevation changes. There's some totally unfair greens if you're on the wrong tier of the green.
Oh, yeah.
There's some things. Maybe it's just I can blame something if I shoot really poorly, like with a Verdict Ridge. It's a challenging golf course.
Verdict Ridge and Skybrook are the same way.
It's so fun. Like, if I'm going to go out there and shoot a 95 or whatever anyways, right? Like, let's go have a day, right?
Yeah.
So I love those. I have not played the new Birkdale yet, and we live very close to it, so we have to get back out there. But it's funny because the 9th hole is what I would complain about every time, right?
Yes.
And I think that's the one they changed. That's a par 3 now, so I got to get out there. But those would be 3 locally that I've definitely played and loved to. There's lots of great golf up here.
There's so much golf up here. Isn't that what's
I don't think I've ever played a course, you know, in this area that I've been like, yeah, maybe, right? But
questionable.
It's a great golf area, so it's fun to be part of the golf community up here.
And for the people that maybe are new to golf, right, and they're doing some lessons or they're interested in lessons, do you guys, I see you have them listed on your site. How does the lessons part work for you guys?
You don't take lessons from me. We partner you with some local professionals, and we find a time that works for both of you, and you get in there and you're half an hour, pack of five lessons, whatever it is, and then you can either work, if you're an advanced golfer, you can work on like, hey, I've been drawing my seven, I want to make it a fade, whatever, and we can really dial it in. Or it can be, we have lots of beginner golfers, hey, I got this as a gift card for Christmas. It's, I mean, that's super fun, right?
And do you find people are engaging on the lessons? Are there more people actually trying to learn golf at this point, or is it such like a golf area that like Mames is just going to ride the cart, right, forever? She's just accepted it. And my wife, she's just going to ride the cart forever. She's just accepted it. Are there still people wanting to learn the game?
Yeah, I see a lot of, hey, I haven't played in a few years and I really want to like fine tune. Can you connect me with someone? So that's what we've been getting a lot lately. And I would say it's like one or two lessons a week right now, and it's trending up. So I think people are gearing up for the summer and they want to get back into it.
Yeah, not everybody's like Rob, who will play 365 days a week. Right. Inside, outside, wherever.
Yeah.
Where do you play, Justin?
I like Mallard Head. That's where I grew up playing Mallard Head in Birkdale here. I played a couple. I like Skybrook, too. Verdigris and Skybrook I put in the same category. Sure. We'll go up like to Twin Oaks, though, and play in Statesville and just, you know, play to hit the ball because it's just fun being outside.
So. Yeah, even like Mooresville from like a public.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great track.
It's hard to get a tee time there, though. You know what I mean?
Riding the cart and having that Mooresville's my place.
I'll bum a friend who's a member at like Northstone, which I enjoy playing. Brilliant. Northstone's great, too. I played Cowan's Ford before, which I really like Cowan's Ford. I never could bring myself to be a member at any of these places because I like playing the different spots. That's what I've just
And you may
realized.
Have missed the boat on that. I mean, when we moved up here, I had a couple phone calls out to like Northstone was one of them. They had like a young executive kind of thing. And I was oh, yeah, I can't, but maybe in the future. Yeah. Well, guess what the future is?
Yeah, 3-year waiting period.
Yeah, 3X this thing. So, Temple Golf Club.
Yes, absolutely.
Play all the courses all over the world.
Now, if people don't have clubs, let's say even, do you guys have clubs that they can use if they come in?
For sure. We just got new Callaways, or more Callaways on the Black Friday.
We break a lot of clubs.
Yeah, we do. And the video footage playback of clubs breaking is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch it crack down the middle or a head blow up. It's very impressive. And then we actually have leveraged our neighbor Goodwill quite a few times and got some extra clubs. And so
that's
a
genius move.
It's a whole
free
wall. So it's for anyone that wants to try it. We've got righties, lefties, juniors, women's. Even a couple little tykes clubs in there. So all ages, all sizes.
So this is the time of year where we're getting warmer out. We're getting excited about golf. People are watching. I've got the Masters coming. You guys doing anything for the Masters coming up?
Yeah, I think we'll do probably an event for the Masters. We've got some people that have already looked to book the place for their event for the Masters.
Hey,
the Wednesday of or the Thursday of, I'd like to have it and we can play it, right? But we've also got like the big video wall on the side of the building there and inside, and people can watch the Masters as they golf it or whatever. So, and then on the Goodwill thing, I hope I'm not putting them out, but like Tuesdays, they get new stuff from other Goodwills. So usually we run in there. Tempo Tuesday is also, I sneak across the street and be like, oh, who dropped off a set of lefties that they don't want anymore? Because I will pick that up for 60.
You got to look out for the lefties. Shout out to Bill, who's a lefty too. Yeah,
and
he got a set
of clubs.
Picked
up his left hand. Look at that.
Yeah, see? There it is. He got a set of clubs for Christmas, and he's starting to play. So there you go. You got somebody. We'll have to bring him by Tempo. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Well, thank you for hanging out with us. Anything else you guys want people to know just about Tempo or anything? I mean, besides this beautiful baby boy you got here that you guys sleeping at all these days? What's going on?
4.5 last night.
Did you see these mugs we brought in?
These are
I think Stanley might be the next partnership or something like that. Get those big things.
It's a knockoff.
The knockoff's the way to go.
Yeah.
Matt and Kristen Wilson of Tempo Golf Club, tempogolfclub.com. Whether you're looking to just go and shoot maybe or, you know, swing the sticks for a little bit during lunch.
Shoot
you
guns.
We could do that. You've done the AR on golf. I knew. That was a real thing, man.
The first thing in my head, I'm like, I wonder if the screens could do it if you back off maybe 20 feet, right? We can try.
It's not happy, right? I planned it a bet. I'm with Matt on this one, though, right?
You shoot it and it goes like this in the air.
Probably put duck hunt on the projector.
We'll start there.
We'll start with duck hunt. Either way, Tempo Golf Club located in Huntersville. If you know where the Goodwill's at, if you know where Witz Custard's at, then you know where Tempo Golf Club is at. Thank you guys so much for
Thank
coming.
Thank you.
Congrats again on your beautiful baby boy.
Appreciate it.
By the way, tempogolfclub.com.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.